Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Hudson River School painter Frederick Church designed Owana in Hudson, New York. His family home, studio, and estate is an integrated environment embracing architecture, art, landscape, and conservation ideals. Considered one of the most important artistic residences in the United States, Owana is a 250-acre artist-designed landscape with a Persian-inspired house at its summit, embracing unrivaled panoramic views of the vast Hudson Valley. This weekend, the Owana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM co-presents a new iteration of their award-winning exhibition event, Groundswell. It's a site-specific performance and works and in sound installation, broadcast, and movement. We'll find out what all of that means in just a moment. Over a dozen artists will reflect on and react to Owana and its integral view shed as an ambitious and early environmental work. Here to tell us more, we welcome Mark Przorski, who is Owana's landscape curator, and Galen Joseph Hunter, who is the executive director of WGXC. Good morning to both of you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let us begin with you, Mark, as from Owana, of telling us how this whole thing came about.
Well, you know, for many years we've been dealing at Owana with this notion that people have that Owana is just a house. But of course, as you just said, Owana is much bigger than that. It's a 250-acre artist-designed landscape, largely around its views. So we've been looking for ways to help people to understand that, to interpret it. So we came up with the idea of doing an event out in Owana's landscape along Owana's carriage roads, all of which Frederick Church, the artist, designed. And we decided to collaborate with Wave Farm and WGXC and Galen Joseph Hunter, who's here right now.
So tell us what Wave Farm is.
Wave Farm is a nonprofit arts organization that is about 17 years old, and we have a focus on transmission art, or artists using the airwaves as a creative medium. So our community and creative radio station is one of the things that we make available for individuals to really play with the electromagnetic spectrum. And we work also with artists who are responding to the environment and acoustic ecology and site specificity. And the work we're doing around Groundswell is where these ideas really come to fruition.
So here's the tagline for Groundswell: an exhibition of site-specific performance and works in sound, installation, broadcast, and movement. So let's parse that. Let us talk about, so there's a broadcast element to this.
There is.
We can enjoy this by listening and hear what is going on.
There is a really exciting piece by artist Steve Bull called Cellphonia Viewshed. And this is an extremely participatory project. It is a broadcast, so listeners on 90.7 FM can tune in from wherever they might be. And then people who are actually at Owana, at Groundswell, are invited to call a phone number. Can I give that phone number out?
Sure. Okay. Fine. Do it now, and then we'll ask.
The Cellphonia phone number is 518-512-0518. And when someone calls that number, you could do so now, you can do so on Saturday at Groundswell. There's three prompts that a caller's asked: what do you see? How does it make you feel? Turn around and say where you've come from. And the responses that people call in will be woven in by artist Steve Bull into this sound collage broadcast.
And again, we'll give that phone number at the end of the broadcast. So then at the end of the segment. So then at the, so there's a broadcast element, but then there's also, if we go there, what will we see/hear?
In terms of the Cellphonia piece itself?
Well,
or
no, just
in general?
Of general, as part of Groundswell.
So the event takes place along Ridge Road, which is one of the carriage roads, and that we've identified 9 different zones along Ridge Road for each artist's installation, performance, or work. Each of these zones have a very important viewshed visitors receive program notes, and Mark's done an exceptional job in sort of educating us via the program notes about each viewshed and its history and importance. And artists, as you pointed out, are working in a very multidisciplinary nature. So you might encounter something that's sound or music-based. You might encounter sculpture. You will encounter dancers. You will encounter a zip line, an audio zip line zooming above one's head.
I don't know what is an audio zip line.
I paused because I figured you might want more information.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what a lot of what you're talking about.
Well, so, you don't need to. That's what's so great about this event. Yeah. It's really more about having an experience at Awana and encountering art that you may not be familiar with.
I'm good with viewshed.
Yeah, okay,
and so let's talk about audio zipline.
Okay. So artists McKendry Key and Jane Carver have collaborated to create a piece called Banshee. And McKendry Key, both McKendry and Jane are artists from the city. And McKendry has worked creating these zip lines in the past, where she spans a zip line cable across two rooftops and sends an object between them. She's very interested in space and ownership of space and the idea of commons and public space, which ties into Wavefarm's work regarding the creativity and access to airwaves. So when you are at Groundswell, you'll be walking around Ridge Road, and there's this particular moment where you can look up and you see Frederick Church's half-round porch studio off the house. It's the only moment in Groundswell that you actually connect with the house structure, and there will be a cable extending from the house over one's head, and there'll be a small box that is being sent down the zip line that has a sound work in it, and the sound work is called Banshee. The whole project's called Banshee.
And how are they spread out? So is this all going on simultaneously? Do they overlap? How is that done?
It's sort of people are encouraged and free to walk along Awana's Ridge Road, created by Church, and they encounter different artists and different works. And in the very center, there's a central picnic area where food and wine will be sold. And it's sort of a major congregating spot with incredible views. And people come and go and just have an experience.
The really, so I don't know that we mentioned that we did a version of Groundswell last year in September. This year is a whole new roster of artists, but there was something pretty magical and exciting about last year, which is this convergence of a really diverse group of audience members. So people who may not be interested in experimental or conceptual art, but really appreciate the viewshed, and then the opposite of that. There really is something there for everyone in the extraordinary landscape that is Awana, the picnic area that Mark mentioned, Swoon, the restaurant in Hudson, is doing a really amazing menu, and the works are durational. They span from 2 to 5 p.m., and then at 5 p.m. we have a culminating performance at the picnic area by the very celebrated composer William Basinski.
So a lot going on, and it is all part of this amazing event called Groundswell, which takes place this Saturday, September 13th, from 2 to 6. And Mark, I'm curious as to how you worked with the artists of finding the right place for the right...
Well, it was really actually something that was probably my favorite part of it. Galen and I both would meet with the artists on site. It was important for the artist to understand Awana, the background, even the contemporary background that we've done in protecting the viewshed with our other preservation partners. And they reacted to, certain artists would choose a certain spot, and certain spots would be more conducive or more compatible with the type of art that the artist creates. So we did it jointly. And I think it's fair to say that every artist really likes the zone that they're in, the spot that they're operating in. And I think that makes a big difference. And many artists went into some artists went into the archives and read through Frederick Church's letters and did extra research. It's really a very comprehensive idea.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, of going in and finding out more about, there's the place and then there's also the background.
Exactly.
The context.
Yeah, and the artists, I mean, this is a one-day event, and the artists have invested a tremendous amount into the projects they've conceived for this exhibition and happening. And it's really spectacular. I mean, basically it's the commissioning of 9 new site-specific works that are specifically reflecting on Awana.
Yeah, and there's no one painting that day. It's just completely different. Frederick Church worked in three dimensions, and we see when he created Oana, we see this is very much a three-dimensional experience.
Groundswell, an exhibition of site-specific performance and works in sound, installation, broadcast, and movement. It takes place this Saturday, September 13th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at Oana State Historic Site on Route 9G in Hudson. For more information, you can visit their website, oana.org. Oana.org to find out more about Groundswell taking place this Saturday from 2 to 6. It's presented by the Oana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM. Mark and Galen, I want to thank you so much for being here today. Have a wonderful time on Saturday, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.